The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hello, dear friends, and welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. As we settle into this week's episode, I'd like to invite you to explore the Mind Body Spirit FM podcast network. It is growing in a mystical, magical, abundant way, and I'd like you to just take some time to explore the network. It is growing in a way that excites me both as a podcast host and as a spiritual explorer, because as I take some moments every night to check my, check my social media and news outlets, and sometimes feel downtrodden about what's going on, I need something that guides my soul and my heart and helps me to center myself. And I have found that this network has lifted me so many times because it gives me some beautiful things to tune into. And I want that for you, whether it's this podcast. Thank you so much for following this podcast and listening. I'm so grateful. Or any other podcast that you can find on this network. We are expanding and it's so exciting. And I love that you are growing as intuitives, as seekers. Please share this network, share this show, others that you love. Download this app on your Android or Apple device. It's free. And when you find a show that you love, hit that notification button, because then you will be alerted when a new episode has dropped. And when you have that free app, you have access to all of the episodes. So you can go back and listen to your favorites. You can share them on your social media pages. You can send them by text or email to your loved ones. Because I know when I hear something that rings true to me, I want to share it with someone I love. So I wanted to invite you to this goodness. So thanks for listening to that. Now, for your love, for your messages this week. If you listened to last week's podcast, we had some good stuff come through from the angels where they redirected my plan for this week. And they said that, well, I really thought, I'll tell you, sometimes I think I know what's going to happen and I don't. They redirected my plan and asked me to go into a past life regression. They asked me to do some past life journeying with you this week because they're asking me to help build our journeying skills, our travel skills. Because if we can do that, if we build our self-healing skills. And they talked last week about how we are equipped to self-heal the body, how we are coming together with extraterrestrial healers. Of course, we've got angels with us. We've got Creator Spirit, Holy Spirit. We've got our loved ones on the other side. We've got so many beings from other dimensions that are coming to us to help us with our physical presence, our physical healing, our dimensional healing, which I believe what they mean by that is our evolutionary healing. So when we go to those conversations within ourselves or with our people where we say, boy, it feels awfully dark in this world right now, that's what they're coming to heal as well. They're helping us evolve in a way where we can start to really recognize that light is winning We're coming into a very, very strong age of Aquarius. We're always in an evolutionary state. The angels say, this is a doozy. This is a big one. And this evolutionary state has a process to it. So as we begin to heal our bodies, we also must heal our spirit, because part of our personal evolution is becoming in sync individually, where our physical bodies and our spirit bodies zipper up together. We're woven together as one. Some of you hearing that, that may resonate with you already. You may hear that and say, that already rings true to me. Well, that's wonderful. Allow that zipper to feel a little bit more snug, tighter, warmer, more luxe, safer. If you feel that your physical body and your spirit body could be even more integrated, well, this work today will help you even more, because the angels want to take you back to some origins in other life experiences prior to this current body. When you experience some big things, it's not always trauma-based. They are big, wow, aha moments. And those moments are kept as data or memory in the soul layer of you. And when you come into a physical incarnation, that soul memory comes with you. So your brain doesn't really remember when you're born, at least not consciously, not completely. But sometimes, well, maybe you are afraid of water and you don't know why. Maybe you're really, really attracted to women with dark skin. You don't really know why. Maybe you're really, really in love with the Victorian era. You're not really sure why. Maybe you're really a passionate advocate. You're not sure where that comes from. Maybe you feel that you're here to do something greater. You can't quite tap into what it is. Getting into that soul layer with the angels and your celestial helpers, like we're going to do today, can help you uncover that data that the angels are saying it's ready to be uncovered. And yes, even though they have the capability to say, hey, here's a dream that we could give you and let me lay it out for you. You have asked at some point to say, I need to figure this out with assistance. I don't want to just lay it out for me. I don't want to be spoon-fed, because I don't learn the best that way. Believe it or not, you did ask for that, son of a gun. You did. Because you wouldn't be here right now, incarnate, if you chose the easy way. Because God bless you, friend. You know that this is not an easy life. It is beautiful. It is complex. It is not easy. And you chose it. And I chose it. And we chose it together, right? And part of that choosing is saying to our helpers, before we choose a body, we're choosing to figure this out as we go. And you are at a point, as you listen to this podcast, as you worship in your worship places, if that's your thing, as you read your books, as you move your cards through your hands, however you explore your spirit, you've chosen to figure this out. You've chosen to do it bit by bit, piece by piece. and not to have it handed to you. You should be really proud of that and extend grace to yourself, because you've also chosen for it to be pretty stinking frustrating sometimes. And that simply should mean that you can give yourself permission to step away from it sometimes when it's not feeling like it's in alignment with you. The angels show me, and this is me speaking for a second, I completely agree with this. The angels show me that we have chosen to be here in a culture where we are process-based. We are, that's not quite right. I'm going to listen a little bit better. We've chosen, give me the words. They're showing me a product-based, thank you. Product-based, deadline-based versus process-based. I had that backwards. And that's not always the best for us. And they say that that's caused us to be, as a culture, too oriented in the details, too oriented in pushing ourselves and comparing ourselves to other people. And they'd like us to ignore other people's momentum, other people's charts, rubrics, grading scales, and just create our own and give ourselves permission to do it our way, because our way is sacred and holy. Could you allow yourself to create your own way with no grading system except, does it feel sacred and holy and good for me? And if you need to step away from your spirituality for a day, a week, a month, or if you don't feel very spiritual, could that be okay? If you don't necessarily feel like Buddha on the mountain every single day, is that okay? Could you have more human moments? Because the angels are saying to me right now that as we integrate our physical being with our spirit body, we have to honor both. We are made to honor both. And when we honor both, we are balanced. As we go into our past life regression today, as we journey today, basically the format we're going to follow, and I'm going to speak this format so perhaps you can listen to it again and then maybe write this out so you've got an order to it. I can feel that we're going to move through it in a way that will teach you the process so that you can go back and do this again on your own. Maybe listen to this later. When you do this later, you'll want to prep your room ahead of time. You want to make sure that you're in comfortable clothes. Many of us will go to a time in these past life journeys, regressions, whatever you choose to call it, where we want to make sure that what we're wearing now feels comfortable and safe. Who knows where we're going? Our current body needs to make sure that this current body is not being triggered. So if I, Rachel, am going back to a time or a place where I was very cold, or I didn't have shelter, or didn't have enough to wear, I sure want to make sure that right now in this current body, that perhaps I'm seated in a comfortable chair, or my meditation space perhaps is against a wall or a corner, or I've got soft fabrics on, I've got a sweater on, my meditation pillows are around me, perhaps some aromatherapy might be good for me. I'd like to make sure perhaps that my sweet kitties are taking a nap so they won't need me. Maybe my family is out at that time so that their radar doesn't go off and not everybody needs a snack from mama in the next 45 minutes or so. Get the picture, right? If you're going to use music, choose music that is timeless. Unless you are choosing unless your intention is to go back to a certain time period, you want to choose music that does not take you anywhere. So meditation music that doesn't have a specific A section, B section, or a certain lyrics that will direct your brain to a certain part of you. You want to choose some beautiful meditation music that just helps you exist, helps you get out of this body. That would be very helpful if silence is hard for you. If you're going to the 1940s, choose music from the 1940s. I think that would be lovely. I hear the angels correct me gently, and they say that, yes, that music with lyrics could be challenging across the board. So I hear them again gently correct me, saying that if even if you're utilizing music from the 1940s, perhaps instrumental only. Okay, food for thought. So one is prepping the room. The second one is dealing with releasing the mind, inner calm. So this is getting sitting comfortably in the room. So you've prepared your room. Find a time when you're alert. You're not going to fall asleep. But this is the best possible time where if you get monkey mind, you can calm your mind a little bit. If you need some tea that can help you calm your mind a little bit, that would be great. If you can ask your angels to gently help you calm your mind. If your belly needs some food so you're not easily distracted by something like that, this is time. Your second step is relaxing the mind. Paying attention to your breath is part of this step as well. The next part is now moving to the body. You've prepped your room. We go to the mind. Now we go to the body. So we're sitting down, we're laying down. Whichever you choose, we just want to stay awake here. And this is where we tap into the parts of the body that might feel tense. And we just, with the breath, release any tension or pain. We make sure that we're seated or we're laying in a way that is not going to distract us throughout this meditation. And then the fourth step is surrounding ourselves with the goodness and safety of Creator or God's white light. We are going to protect ourselves. We are stepping into a different dimension as we do this meditation. And of course, our angels keep us safe. We are journeying now, so we want to surround ourselves in that white light. You can also call in Archangel Michael. And imagine that blue light. If this is a healing journey for you, you might call an Archangel Raphael. Imagine that beautiful emerald green light. If you are journeying to meet up with some people that you surmise are in past lives with you, people you know now that you're looking for them in other lifetimes, you might call an Archangel Uriel. So this fourth step is protecting yourself. Now in the fifth step, we create our entryway. I like to use a hallway that's in an office building. And I'm going to just maybe in this step five, you might put entryway or hallway. And when we go into the actual meditation, I'll explain that a little bit more. Step six is walking in the hallway. You could put walking in the hallway / walking through the door. Number seven is seeing the past life. Or you could put experiencing the past life for number seven would probably work as well. And number eight is allowing yourself to believe. Allow yourself to believe remember that when you work in past life, this will feel like it's your creative brain making this stuff up. It's not. Your angels use the same part of your brain that you use if you are painting a picture, making up a song, a poem. They're using your creative space. This isn't creative you working. You are channeling here. So you've got to let it flow. There will be things that will pop in that will look like they're from this lifetime. So for example, you might be walking along in your past lifetime and you might look over and there might be a building from this lifetime or shoes from this lifetime. Just go with it. Okay. Go with it. Don't overthink it. Just go. Your angels will throw in some of those things because it helps fill in the texture, helps fill in the set. Don't worry about it. Just trust, 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 trust you, trust them. Then number 9 is coming back. So walking back through the door. And number 10 is grounding. And with that grounding would be any journaling, taking any notes that you want to write in your spiritual journal that you'd like to remember later. And let's go ahead and begin with a meditation that'll take us into a past life. Go ahead and get yourself comfortable. Remember that you can go back and redo this meditation anytime that you want. You've got that process written down. As we do this meditation, I won't go through it number by number. You'll be able to feel when they switch. And we'll have some music starting here. So imagine that you've prepped your room there. And now we begin to relax the mind. Beloved spirit, you have a busy life. You are in a human body. You are spirit housed in this wonderful vessel that you have chosen. And within this vessel, busy, busy you are housing all of this amazing data, all of this potential. And right now, in order to access it, we need to let go of the busyness of your thought. As you hear my voice, allow the extra thoughts to slowly fade away. Every time a thought that does not belong to this meditation filters in, answer it with no thought, no thought. And then come back to my voice. Every time a thought comes in that does not belong to this meditation, with grace and kindness, answer that thought with no thought, no thought. And bring your thought right back to my voice. And now we go to the body. We notice the breath moving through the body, knowing that it is not necessary to judge how we are breathing. No need to change the breath. We just feel how the breath fills the body, appreciating that the body knows exactly what to do with the breath. A perfect mechanism, all-knowing. As the breath fills the body, we do a body scan from top to bottom, and we take note of any part of the body that is full of tension or pain. And we do our best in this moment to to release that tension or pain, just like we released the thoughts we do not need. Wherever there is tension or pain, we send that on its way right now. We send it on its way and we say, no tension, no pain. No tension, no pain. No tension, no pain. No tension, no pain. Our body is breathing effortlessly. We've released our thoughts, no thought, no thought. We have released any stress, tension, pain. And now we surround our body with the goodness and safety of Creator white light. We are surrounded in that beautiful white light. We are safe. We are illuminated by holiness. We call in the archangels and all of their many colors to surround us with their many gifts. As we begin our journey, we are protected. Imagine with me that you are standing in front of a long hallway. This is a hallway in an average office building. This hallway stretches in front of you. You can't even see where it ends. On either side of this hallway are doors and doors and doors, and they're all shut, except for one at the very end that is open. And you know it's open because there's light pouring out of it. As you look down this hallway, try to see as much detail in this hallway as you can. Look for the color in the walls. Look for the color on the carpet. What is the texture? What do the lights look like on the ceiling? Are there pictures on the walls? Can you move forward? Try to walk down the hallway past the doors that are shut. Go ahead and move forward in the hallway. The door that is open is to your right, all the way down at the end of the hallway. When you get to that door, don't go in. Just stand there. When you're in front of the door where the light is pouring out, stand in front of that doorway and notice how beautiful that light feels. It's as if the beach is housed in that little office. The light is warm. It's very much like the light that is surrounding you right now. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It's white, it's golden. It's Creator white light. It is safe. It is happy. It is joy. At this time, before you walk through this door, it's time to set an intention. Because in this office, when you walk through this door, you will be transported to one of your lifetimes. So it's time to set an intention. Who or what are you looking for? The angels would ask you right at this time. Your angels are asking you at this time to designate. What is something that you wish to heal or discover about your current situation in your life right now? What could you use help with? Think about that for a moment. We're going to walk through the door now. I'm going to count down from 5 to 0. When we walk through the door, give your eyes a few moments to adjust to the sunlight. You are guided by the angels to be patient. Not everyone sees something right away when they cross through the door. If you are not a visual learner, give yourself grace. You may not see anything at all. You cannot do this wrong. Be gentle with yourself. Follow my lead. I'm counting down from 5 to 0, and we're going to walk into the office filled with light. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Walk into the office. Let your eyes adjust as the light dims down. Blink your eyes a few times. And pay attention to what you see. Now, when you see, this is in your mind's eye. So this will feel very much like something that you're making up. And remember what the angel said, you're not making this up. This feels like a daydream. This feels like something your mind would make up as a child when you were falling asleep. Where are you right now? What is the setting? Do you know possibly what year this is? Don't overthink it. Can you tell what part of the world this is? Answer quickly, don't overthink. What's your gender? I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to answer quickly, either out loud or in your mind. Remember, the angels say, don't overthink it. Whatever comes out is right. What part of your body hurts? Did someone do that to you? How old are you? Are you rich or poor? Are you psychic? Do you believe in yourself? Are you safe here? Why did you come back to this lifetime? Are you looking for something? Who loves you? Do you have a place to live? at this time, knowing that when you do this meditation on your own, you can spend as much time as you want exploring, meeting other people, going to where you live, seeking people out. You can even travel to other places, but for now, for the sake of practice, we're going to leave this space. Now I would like you to turn around in this space that you have walked into. And I want you to turn around, or if it's easier for you, in your mind's eye, spot the door, the office door. It can just be hanging in midair somewhere. Walk over to the door, open it, and walk through. Once you walk through, you'll find yourself in the hallway again. Once you're in the hallway, walk back the way you came. Remember where you were at the beginning of the hallway where we started? Remember that? And when you get back to that, maybe it's the elevator area. We're going to count up from 0 to 5. And when we get back to 5, I'm going to have you open your eyes. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nice fresh breath in. Nice smile on your face. And after you listen to this podcast, you might go back and write a few more notes in your journal. You might go back and write down that order that the angels had me write down or speak for you. It's also available. I believe that's the same order they use on Gaia.com. That sounds pretty familiar to me. I think that's a pretty standard way to go into a past life regression. Some people also talk about this as alternate lifetimes. Past lifetimes don't always resonate with people if you are not one that's inclined to look at a linear experience. And some of you may be exploring Akashic records. That's a different way to look into your data. And we can explore that more in some future podcasts. That's fascinating work. We have used the office hallway, office space journeying before. So you might hear that, I believe, in a prior podcast. The angels love it because it allows us to use a visual that we're all familiar with. We've seen a hallway in an office space. We know what it's like to go through a hallway, walk through a door. You might find that using a different setting to go into a past life works better for you. Maybe for you, it's going in an elevator and hitting a button. Maybe your button is a year, or maybe you are even going to ask your angels, give me my first name from another lifetime. And you visualize that button is your first name from a different lifetime. Maybe you'd like to even automatic write on a notebook, angels, give me a year and a name. And that's how you know where to go for your past lifetimes. You see, you're in charge of this. This is just one way to go about it. And what's the point? This is how we discover our gifts. You know, the questions we ask when we go into these past lifetimes, boy, we could have asked anything. More time, I could have asked, what are my main gifts? What's my sole purpose? I could have even been really brave. And I could have, if it were just me, I could have said, like, okay, let's say I was going to go back into when I've had serious health issues. I could have said, show me a lifetime where I've dealt with that before, or children passing. Show me a lifetime where they've lived longer, and what did they look like? What were they like as a teenager? Because I didn't get to know them then. You can go back and see some of those memories when they're part of your data that you didn't get to explore this time around. You see what I'm saying? So some of that healing, the questions that I channeled when we did the example, I don't think they really went deep enough, and I'm sorry about that. But when you go into your meditation, your journeying, write your questions in advance with your angels. Really work those out. Depending on what your goal is to go into those past life meditations, that journey. If you're going in there, let's use my example of a child passing, baby passing. If I know that I've lost that child in this lifetime, but I've had her not pass in another lifetime, and she's grown to be a grumpy teenager, and I want to know what that's like, well, then I can go to that lifetime with her and I can see her. I can see us together. How healing would that be for my heart? If I am dealing with stomach ulcer and I want to get on the other side of my fear, and I want to see how I've healed it before, and maybe I want to get a glimpse into, well, what did my internal monologue sound like? Or what did I say to myself every morning when I got up to pump myself up for a day, a healthy day? I want to see that memory, angels. I can go there and see it. See what we're getting at here? You have access to that. This is about healing. It's just so fascinating. Hardest part for me when I was starting this, believing that it wasn't made up in my brain, because it came so easy that I thought, oh, come on, this cannot be real. Surely not. Plus, my angels would throw in something totally wackadoo, like all of a sudden, there'd be an elephant. So I'd pull my pendulum and I'd say, was there an elephant in that past lifetime? No, I'd get a no. So I thought, okay, I must be really not good at this. Then my angels would say, yes, you are. So I had to really sit with that. Turns out they were starting to send me symbols in my past life. Regressions, just like they were in my dreams. So you might look for that too. You know, when they said earlier, I heard them say through me that sometimes they send you current images, like your shoes or your like set pieces. They'll show you things to build texture, things that are current. Look those things up. What's the symbolism of an elephant? Why did they show you your red heels? Or whatever they sent you. Your angels are sending you layered messages because you're ready, they're saying. So that's why you want to have that journal ready. Well, this was a pretty long episode. Thanks for hanging in. But they had a lot to say, and they wouldn't say it if you weren't ready. I love it when they say that because it's true. You should be really proud of that. They wouldn't bring this stuff up if you weren't ready. Doesn't that feel good? Oh my gosh, it really does, doesn't it? Oh, I love to walk with you on this journey. You all are so lovely. I'm so grateful. Let's connect if it feels right. Here's my website, rachelcorpus.com. And on Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator or Angel Talk with Rachel. As I said in the beginning, download the free app, Mind Body Spirit FM, on your Apple or Android device. You are loved. Do you know that? Did you feel it this week? I really felt the angels around us. I hope you feel my love too, because it's real. I love you so much. I know this is a hard time. I just want you to know that there's so much love out there. I'm sending it to you right now. Big hug. Can you feel it? Sending you a big squishy hug. And I can feel you sending it back. I love you. See you next time. Okay? Blessings.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Hey, it's Radley Valentine. Join me for a brand new way of connecting with your angels on my new podcast, The Angel Tarot Show. Each week, you'll meet your angelic guides and guardians and find new ways to unlock unconditional love, tune into your intuitive abilities, and create the joy-filled life that, well, you've always wanted. Plus, you'll get a useful and timely energetic weather report bringing you guidance for the coming week. Tap into the healing, hope, and guidance that's all around you on the Angel Tarot Show, exclusively on mindbodyspirit.fm.